You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by a singer-songwriter, Tegan Skirm, to discuss all things sight loss, music, and the wonderful world of TikTok. Tegan, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, before we get into all the music and all the TikTok, can you tell us a little bit about your sight loss, please?
I was born blind. So I was born with Leber's congenital amaurosis. So I've been blind since birth. So that's all I've known, really. I have very severe light sensitivity. So my vision can go from seeing quite well in the dark to absolutely nothing in bright sunlight. So I'm a braille and long cane user for that reason. I don't think I'd know what to do if I had full sight, I think, because I've learned to do things in such a specific way and I navigate the world in such a specific way that I think sighted people just don't quite understand when that's all you know. That's just your natural way of being.
So how did music come into your life? Is it something that was just always on in the house? How did you get involved?
So my parents are both very into their music. They always say you were strapped into the back seat of the car and you had no say in the matter. I was singing while I was still in the pushchair. I started singing lessons when I was around 9 years old. So I was originally classically trained. So I've been doing that since I was around nine, working towards my grade eight exam at the moment and my grade five theory. So music's always been a massive influence in my life. I go to gigs all the time. Me and my dad do that a lot together. And my mum's always been massive into music because she's a dance instructor. So there was always music in the house. And it's always just been something that I've always known I've wanted to do.
Who are some of the artists that you not only look up to, but also kind of emulate your style on?
Paramore, Hayley Williams. She's been my biggest inspiration vocally, just the power and showing that women can be in rock and women should be in rock. But also growing up, my mum, you know, loves Kate Bush. So her kind of high voice, because I sing in quite a high register. So that kind of style. And bands System of a Down, like metal's been a massive influence, but also I love post-punk. So bands like The Cure, and I like emulating that gothic element into my music.
You're big on the old TikTok, but you also use it not just for sharing music, but also sharing life as somebody with sight loss. How do you find it as a platform for doing stuff like that?
It's been so eye-opening for me. I've been connected with so many blind people and visually impaired people, and people just commenting, I also have this problem, I also have this condition. I'd never met anyone with my same eye condition before. So to get like five different comments being like, I have this exact condition and I have these same issues, is just so nice to see. And I've received so many messages being like, this actually helped me. And it's amazing seeing someone so confident, and that makes it worthwhile. Like, even if my video just got 10 views and one of those 10 people, it helped. Like, that's all I care about. Like, it's been so inspiring. And being on the right side of the community, like, there's my For You page is just full of other blind creators, and it's just having that little network, and we're all just helping each other, duetting with each other and commenting on each other's posts. It's lovely.
And as well as that, it's also just for any viewers who aren't living with sight loss can just go, oh, that is how a blind person would view men, or that's how a blind person would do whatever. Spreading that awareness.
Yeah, it's been amazing, because I recently moved up to university and I had a few people actually come up to me and be like, I've seen your TikToks and you've helped me actually understand a lot more about blindness and educated me a lot about it, because I don't think it's talked about nearly enough as it should be. There's just so much that's just not spoken about, and so many things that I think are stigmatized. So to be able to be that figure, maybe, or at least join the community of those people, is so important to me.
And music wise, what have you got coming up in the not too distant future?
Well, I'm currently studying songwriting and music production at university at the moment. So I'm really getting stuck into the facilities and the studios. I've got an opportunity to record one of my songs in the studio coming up. So I think I'm going to fully record Behind My Eyes, which I put on TikTok, because people kept asking me, where's this? Is this on Spotify? And I'm like, no, not yet. So hopefully I can get that going. And I'm also hoping to start a band too and start releasing a lot more of my own original stuff, which I'm really excited for. So yeah, keep an eye out, I guess.
Exactly. And if listeners do want to keep an eye out on your stuff on the old TikToks, how can they find you?
Follow me at Tegan_blind_star and join the cool little community we got going on.
Well, wonderful stuff. Singer-songwriter Tegan Skirm, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.